As the week closes out and we take a look back, the most notable development was the U.S. CPI print on Wednesday. Since that release, we've seen a repricing of expectations around the Fed outlook, a repricing that has resulted in the U.S. dollar rallying across the board and making yearly highs against some of the major currencies, including the euro and pound. The euro hasn't been getting much help from the fact that the most hawkish member of the ECB is against raising rates, and the pound hasn't been feeling great about a recent run of discouraging economic data. And U.S. equities are lower on the week as a result of the U.S. CPI print. Still, we think it's rather impressive U.S. equities aren't a whole lot lower when considering the threat of persistently elevated inflation that could translate to more aggressive, less investor-friendly Fed policy. But investors have seen this before and aren't going to panic just yet. Investors have seen many signs over the years that would suggest the Fed was about to lean more hawkish, and yet each and every time the Fed has found a way to ignore those signs and grasp onto something else to allow it to keep on with that ultra accommodation. Key standouts on today's calendar include Eurozone industrial production, U.S. JOLTS job openings, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.